What are some of the words we use as synonyms for worry? We say we fret, agonize, stew, are despondent, and despair. Now that's too great an emotional load for any person to carry. And the Bible says it is not necessary to carry that load. The plaque on the wall caught my attention the moment I stepped into the office. The businessman who I'd come to see observed my reading the inscription and thought an explanation was necessary. The words on the plaque were, "Why pray when you can worry?" "I found myself worrying instead of praying," he explained, "so I got that plaque to remind myself of how foolish worry really is." The truth of that inscription should read, "Why worry when you can pray?" Now that incident happened several years ago, but I've never forgotten it. I think of it, in fact, when I begin to worry. I think of it when I counsel people who are caught up in the cycle of worry. I think of it when I turn to the Lord with my worries and lay my concerns before Him. Do you ever worry? Are you ever filled with that anxious care which takes the peace away from your mind and fills you with fretting instead? If so, you have learned some valuable lessons. You have learned that worry never solves any problem. You have learned that worry lessens your ability to deal objectively with your problem. You have learned that worry worsens rather than relieves the problem. You have learned that worry brings other problems, such as mental distress, physical illness, social disruption, spiritual backslidings, with which you have to deal. And you have learned that worry is not worth the trouble it brings. Ancient folklore passed this tale on to us. Death was walking toward a city when he met a man who asked, "What are you going to do?" Death said, "I am going to kill 10,000 people." The man said, "That is horrible." Death said, "That's the way it is. That's what I will do." So the day passed and the man met Death coming back. He said, "You said you were going to kill 10,000 people and there were 70,000 killed." Death said, "Well, I only killed 10,000. Worry and fear killed the others." Of course, it's just an ancient fable, but it is an excellent illustration of the damage that is done by worry. We must have an answer to this question. What is worry? Well, worry is the anxious care that comes from assuming a responsibility which we are incapable of discharging. It is an assuming of God's responsibility and work in an issue which is beyond our control. The farmer plants his corn and worries if there will be enough rain, or perhaps too much rain. He's concerned about an issue he cannot control. The parent trains up a child in the nurture of the Lord, and that child goes out into the world, leaving the parent to worry whether it will be well with the child. Again, that issue is beyond the parent's control. The only alternative to worry is our trusting the one who is able to control all things, that is, God. So here is the slogan, "Why worry when you can pray?" Worry is an impossible division of one's self. It is being at war with one's self. One moment there is hope and another despair. At one time there is assurance and another dismay. At one time there is faith and another doubt. The very word worry is a compound word which has two ideas latent in it. The one is mind and the other is divide. So to worry is to have a divided mind. The Bible warns that worry makes a man's heart heavy, weighs it down so that it bows under its load. It is too great a burden for any person to carry. What are some of the words we use as synonyms for worry? We say we fret, agonize, stew, brood, are despondent, and despair. Now that is too great an emotional load for any person to carry. And the Bible says it is not necessary for any person to carry such a load. It is that hope which caused me to choose this subject to discuss with you. What causes worry? You probably could list many occasions which appear to be causes for your worry, but a careful consideration would cause us to include all the causes of worry under three headings. First, worry is caused by a disturbing situation for which you must find a solution. Second, worry is caused by a disturbing situation over which you have no control. And third, worry is caused by minor problems of daily life which evoke feelings of dread and anxiety, but which are not worth the trouble they bring. Now, what are those disturbing situations for which one must find a solution? Well, it could be a concern for food, shelter, clothing, these things we call the necessities of life. The head of the family will feel a pressure to provide those. The wife of a husband who makes little effort to provide for his family will feel great anxiety in comparison to the need and the resources to meet that need. And yet, Jesus said we are not to fret over such things. Our Heavenly Father knows that we have need of these things even before we mention them to Him in prayer. He provides for the birds of the air and will provide for His dear children if they are able to work and receive what He provides. Just trust God for your necessities. What are some of the disturbing situations over which we have no control? It may be the terminal illness of a loved one. It may be concern over a son who is in military service in some place of danger. It may be the weather conditions of drought or floods or storms. It may be the approach of one's own death. Now, each of those is something you cannot control. So why worry about what you cannot change? How much better to turn your attention to God and to give the worry to Him. What are some of the minor problems of daily life which warrant little concern and yet evoke feelings of dread and anxiety even so? Well, this list could be almost endless. Someone might be late for an appointment, and we worry. Our expectations may not have been realized, and we worry. A party we gave was not the success we wanted, and we worry. A project we began was not completed on schedule, and we worry. And we worry, and we worry. We worry as if worrying would make any difference in the situations. Oh, so much better, I say, to turn your attention to God and to give your worry to Him. Everything is subject to His power, and He may not change the situation about which you worry, but He is able to protect and carry you through it. I remind you of the plaque on the office wall of the businessman whom I mentioned. Why pray when you can worry? Remember, you have a Heavenly Father who loves you perfectly and unconditionally. He thinks thoughts of peace toward you. He wants you to have a happy and meaningful life. So take the counsel of 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Why worry when you can pray and God will act in your behalf? Our Father, we confess to You that our worry is a sign of our unbelief, and therefore we confess it to You as sin. And we offer our minds to You to be guided by the Holy Spirit, that we may learn to live in trust and not in worry. In Jesus' name, amen.